Thank you, Mr. President, and thank you to the officials from DLDOT for coming down. I appreciate that. First item of business under my name is the appointment for the Board of Assessment Review. As you know, the Assessment Review Board meets the first 15 working days of March each year to consider assessment appeals. Appointments to the board are made by the council and run for a term of 5 years. Councilman Vincent's appointment of Ms. Julie Rigby must be filled by the time the board convenes. Ms. Rigby has agreed to serve another term. Unless you have any questions, I have a motion for your consideration.
Be moved to motion, sir.
Be it moved that Sussex County Council approves the appointment of Ms. Julie Rigby to the Sussex County Board of Assessment Review, effective February 1, 2013, for a term of 5 years.
So moved.
Entertain a motion. Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second.
Second over here.
Mrs. Deaver. Mm-hmm. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson. Yes. Motion carried.
Thank you. Second item, during the January 22nd meeting, Council discussed the FY 2012 budget surplus and options to allocate the funding. You instructed staff to provide recommendations focusing on 1, the 11 independent libraries, 2, the Community Development and Housing Department's Emergency Housing Repair Program, and 3, the Sussex Conservation District. I asked the Sussex County Library Advisory Board to analyze their needs and determine an appropriate distribution of funds. The board voted to approve the following recommendations. These are percentages for each of the 11 libraries that I'm about to read. Milford, 3.5%, Lewis, 3.5%, Selbyville, 7%, Rehoboth, 7%, Millsboro, 7%, Georgetown, 7%, Bridgeville, 7%, Frankfurt, 11%, Delmar, 11%, Seaford, 17%, and Laurel, 17%.
I protest.
Those numbers are the exact numbers that were contained in the memo that was also in your packet.
Yeah.
These funds will be used by the independent libraries to facilitate their critical needs and improve or expand library services.
So Lewis and, was it Milford, did you say?
Lewis and Milford at 3.5%.
And then they don't have the needs, is what you're saying? Not demonstrated.
That is correct. Uh-huh. The distribution was based on need, and Seaford and Laurel have the greatest need.
Got it.
The second item was the CDNH, Community Development Housing Emergency Housing Repair Program. That program is a county program which focuses on heating, plumbing, electrical, roofing, handicap ramps, and structural problems for eligible county residents in critical need. Repairs range from $500 to $7,500 and are completed by local contractors. Currently, CDNH has over 1,250 residents on their waiting list, and these funds would be used immediately by these residents on the list. After careful consideration, we are recommending the council approve the surplus funds of $800,554.29 to be allocated as follows: $350,000 for the independent libraries, $150,000 for the emergency housing repair program, and any service surplus balance shall be returned to the county's general fund. I would recommend waiting to consider funding for the conservation district until the FY 2014 budget discussions. Unless you have any questions, I have a motion for your consideration.
I did get a letter from the Milton Theater folks, and I think I sent everybody a copy. He's pertaining exactly to this fund and asking for some help. I think maybe we could look into that at a later time. Just want to make you aware of it.
Okay. Please read your motion, sir.
Be it moved, the Sussex County Council approves the surplus funds of $854,029 to be allocated as follows: $350,000 for 11 independent libraries, including Milford 3.5%, Lewis 3.5%, Selbyville 7%, Rehoboth 7%, Millsboro 7%, Georgetown 7%, Bridgeville 7%, Frankfurt 11%, Delmar 11%, Seaford 17%, Laurel 17%, and $150,000 for the Community Development Housing Emergency Repair Program, and any surplus balance shall be returned to the county's general fund. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you, sir.
Very good.
Entertain a motion.
I'll make it. Motion.
Second. Motion, Mr. Deaver. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion?
Yes. Go ahead.
Hold up. Question on the motion.
Mr. Wilson.
Mr. Wilson.
When did, how did we arrive at these numbers?
I wasn't here. I don't know how we come up with 3.5 and
we didn't do that, sir. That was done by the Library Advisory Board.
Advisory Board did that?
Yes, sir.
You were in San Antonio.
They had their own meeting. Mr. Lawson charged them because that's what we appoint them for, is to help oversee the libraries. And those five people met and developed that formula based on the needs of each individual library and brought that back.
It's so amazing. It's amazing how some libraries only need 3.5, the other need 17.
And the staff, I mean, you reviewed it, right, Todd?
So
these were reasonable, you know, requests and made sense. So, I mean,
because
I didn't get involved in it.
This was a process. Right. We thought it would be appropriate for the Library Advisory Board to assess their own needs, come up with their own recommendations. The board met and discussed this. This was also shepherded through by our head librarian, Kathy Grayville. This reflects her recommendation and a vote to approve this distribution by the board.
Well, I think that a councilman should have been at least invited to sit in on these hearings.
Well, we kind of knew it was coming.
To me, it's important.
We knew it was coming.
And who gets it?
Yeah.
I mean, after all, we're talking about a lot of money here.
Well, I don't agree, but I support it.
Any more questions to council?
The $354,000 that is remaining will be put in the general fund, but there has been discussion about that money being used for the additional state police. That is the idea, I guess.
What does that mean?
That's correct. The additional four state police coming in on the originally in November, which we thought would be $450,000, now has been reduced to $321,000 starting in February, and now it's looking like March. So there is that little bit that will fund that for state police when they start in this fiscal year. Now, we're so close to June, you know, we're not going to have a huge outlay for that because we can rebudget July 1st for their full year.
Okay.
And luckily, per the contract, we go to the next level, so we're not at 50% anymore.
Is it true that we give this library, aren't we taxing people at $5 a head or something other? Don't they get a large amount from the county?
The library taxes.
I pay $5 tax on the library. I pay a library tax.
There's a library. It's not $5.
It's only 44.5 cents for county
tax.
Mine's
over $5. I can tell you mine's what mine is. It's over $5.
Well, in total,
Sam, you get what you pay for.
That's right.
I mean, $5, if that's all an individual, like your family has to support,
well, how many
support, that's
how
pretty
many
reasonable.
How many people pay that in this county? How much money do we take in taxes?
In the library, we budget.
Yeah. Well, people get to
find it with munis.
They're helping people find jobs.
I mean, we don't want to come across like this is the only money the library gets.
No.
Is your concern they're getting too much, or you're concerned they're not getting enough?
I know there's other organizations here, too, besides libraries.
Right, but I do believe
we
were aware of it. If you want,
3 million, almost 1.4 million in library tax, and we're pretty accurate on the budget because we know our assessments and we know what the tax is.
How much money is that?
Like 4 cents, 1.4 million.
Okay.
And library tax, which goes out to the libraries.
They get that every year.
Yes.
And they can barely keep up with the folks that are going in there, using computers, looking for jobs, trying to help them.
Yeah, honey,
Very good thing.
I go to the library a little bit, too, and they're not all jobs, I can tell you that.
Any more questions of council? Okay, we'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I would guess motion carried. Administrator's report, Mr. Lawson, you're still up.
Thank you. I will be brief. Only one item. Per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, Waters Run Phase 1A and Waters Run Phase 1B received substantial completion effective January 29th, 2013. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mrs. Webb.
Okay. So a couple weeks ago, we brought in the fiscal year-end report for the year ending, and it's time to now review the six-month ending December. What you got in your packet was the unaudited revenue expense report for the 6 months ending December 31st for the general fund, showing the year-to-date actual, the budget amounts, both in annual amounts and then prorated for 6 months, and then the percent over and under budget to see where we stand. And I'll just briefly go over the highlights. You'll also notice where there's asterisks that we have made accruals. you can't always cut off in 6 months for government because we go on a budget basis. For instance, property taxes come in all at one time. So in an instance like that, we just assume we get what we budget because that's what we always do and allocate expenses. All expenses that are related to water and sewer districts have been allocated out, so we are looking truly at the general fund. The first item, realty transfer tax, is very strong right now. We are over our budget by 40%. If you've been reviewing the monthly reports, mm-hmm. one went out today for the end of December, and we're 25% over this time last year for the 6 months ending. And in just February's report, which came out yesterday, we're still strong at year-to-date over 25% and clearly over our budget. So that's a good sign, moving in a positive direction, not only for the county, but I believe for the local economy in mm-hmm. Sussex County as well, as you'll see in some of these other numbers in the building and construction services fees. Building permits are 17% over our budget, building inspections 10% over our budget. And if you remember in the last few years, the budget's just remained flat. No, ever since the economy had been down, we haven't had any real jumps in budgeting our numbers, so to show that this is a small improvement is good news. So our total services, building and construction, up 21%. Governmental fees is down, but that's because, like I was speaking of earlier, timing, dog licenses are due in March, so we haven't hit that period. Intergovernmental, it's down, but grants come in all throughout the year, and they are accrued at the end of the year. That's not a really big concern. The constitutional offices is another area where we can gauge the economy. The recorder of deeds is up 29%. I believe this is the first time I've seen this office have a positive number here.
And how long?
Probably it's been very tight. It's run opposite of the building inspections. I mean, I think it's encouraging. Mm-hmm. Register of wills is doing strong. And the sheriff has a negative position right now. They have positive revenue, but in comparing to the budget, which was comparing to our actual, they had a strong actual in fiscal year 12, is down 43%, and that is due to the mediation program that the state legislated in January, which slowed the progress of foreclosures down, that the banks now have to have mediation procedures for their homeowners to see if they can counsel them into some kind of debt restructuring, which is positive on that end, and luckily we have the balance of the revenue from the real estate taxes and real estate related revenue. Miscellaneous, that's just small revenue. Interest is still very disappointing. However, the next meeting that we have, we will be getting a report on our investment that we did, which is going to be very positive. A little help with our interest account. So overall, on total revenues, we are up 6%, which is good, mm-hmm. over our budget, compared to our budget. Mm-hmm. And the expenses, it's a tough time to look at them. Some of our expenses that we buy things in the first quarter or the second quarter of the year, so it might look like it's a negative budget amount. However, in total, the budget has not been spent because this year-to-date column is prorated for 6 months. So I don't know if you want to talk about any in particular, but overall in general, we're down 3% where we should be with our expenses. That means we're right on target. We have 22 million we spent. Our budget says this, according to this time, we should be spending 23 million. So positive position right now, looking at an excess of revenues over expenditures of 2.1. So that's very positive coming off of last year and going into the 6 months with encouraging realty transfer tax and building permits and recorder of deeds.
How are we doing with paramedic expenses? How's that going? I'm trying to see that real quick. It's a lot of
They're down 11%.
The costs?
Yes.
Good.
But, you know, again, that's positive. That's exactly where you want to be, you know. They should actually be, everybody, if we were going to stick by our budget to the actual letter, everybody would be at zero and spent 50%, but that's not reality. The last page is the capital projects fund that shows where we've gotten some of our revenue, capital improvement revenue, and where we spent our capital improvement expenditures in the different departments. we always spend more than we take in because that fund is pre-funded with transfers that we have over there. Like I talked about at year end, we have a healthy capital improvement balance for future projects because it's certainly not all funded by grants, not by a long shot.
So. Do you anticipate the sheriff's number to change to get going again?
I don't think it's personal. No, I don't think it's going to look like it what it did last year.
Seems though that they started.
Yeah. We were doing about 150 to 200 a month sheriff sales last time, and we're doing about 50 to 70, and they are caught up. They're a month behind because of their processes, but they've got about 60 scheduled this time.
60?
Yeah.
And that's quite a bit more than in the past six months, right?
So they're it's a little tick up, but nothing compared to the 150 that we were seeing this time last year.
No, they were doing 200 a month and talking to the sheriff's department and analyzing the fees. They're not seeing near 200 a month.
If things are so good, why we got 50 to 70?
Well,
we just got done reading here a while ago how much money we gave away to help people on foods, on housing. Unemployment is up. Rest your wills, I don't see how that helps to say that shows the economy's improving.
But you said recorded
deeds.
No,
that's just an...
But it looks like to me rest your wills would be there's more people dying or something. We're making money
that's
on
exactly
that.
That's exactly what it...
But I don't know how that can we actually look at that and say, well, that's... Our economy is better.
No, I think I misunderstood her. What she said was the recorder of deeds.
That's what I'm saying.
Just said register of wills.
Well, she read register of wills.
I did. Register of wills is up. I didn't mean that was a reflection of economy. More of a point that.
I'm totally asleep here,
Mike. 20%.
No, I know that. I know that.
Actually, this is the first 6 months.
Register of wills too.
That we've seen improvement. Totally. The last 2 years that I brought in reports have been very tight on the percentages, and these are. To see build against our budget. Now this is against our budget, and we're very conservative when we budget, to balance that budget.
It's a good report.
We're moving in the right direction.
It's according to what economists you listen to. Well, this economy is as good as you think it is. We're right now, the only reason we're doing it is good probably in stocks and bonds because people don't want to put no money in the bank at all. Interest is terrible. It's
terrible.
Flat.
Terrible.
So you're going through stock, and how long will that last when they find out the companies are not really advancing because the economists I'm listening to is not as good as picture you might think. And we're sort of in a, you know, it's up and down as you look at this wavelength. And this thing is not, we're not out of the woods as far as I'm concerned.
No, it is just an improvement in what we've seen.
At this period.
That's all.
At
right.
this short period.
More questions, Mrs. Webb?
We're living off a lot of government money.
Thank you for the good news.
Blank. Discussion of regulations related to signs, flat.